This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, falling. It's a common and potentially dangerous problem in people over 60. Latricia Hicks is the geriatric education coordinator with Parkland Health and Hospital System. She talked with me about preventing falls and why they're so dangerous for seniors.
Falls are extremely dangerous. They can risk death. They can also have brain traumatic injuries, and they can risk losing their independence.
What are the most common reasons for falls in seniors?
Common reasons is clutter in the house. A lot of older adults, especially our women, I don't know why they love the rugs, throw rugs on the floor. You know, when they have arthritis, they don't want to pick their legs up. And so if then they can easily trip over those items. Also, small dogs are comforting, but at the same time, they love to be around you. And so when an older adult stands up to start walking, the dog will do a little chase around the leg and can easily trip their loved one.
What about a senior's own personal health, though?
Bone health can be a problem. Balance is one of the main things, as I mentioned about the small dog. With an older adult, if they don't have proper balance before they start falling, then they're more apt to fall.
Eyesight can be a problem, too.
Yes. When an individual cannot see the item, then, of course, they're going to fall. When we get older, depth perception does change. So that means that you can't tell if the floor is a flat surface or if there is a slope in the floor. And with depth perception change and the inability to see the object or the floor, that increases the fall for the individual.
And hearing affects this how?
They are not aware of their surrounding. And that increases the lack of balance.
So that's the need for what? Risk assessments about falling?
Yes, it is. We do what is called a tug test. So the individual will sit down in a chair, and then they're asked to walk so many feet. They are looked at as far as how they're walking. So they're looked at their gait and their balance. And it also entails the individual's ability to get up and down out of a chair properly.
At what point is that risk assessment recommended? Is it the point at which you begin to sense that there might be a problem that could lead to a fall, or is it something that's just begun when a person reaches a certain age?
We consider older adults when you hit around the age of 60. And so there are some individuals who have health conditions that will cause them to fall early on. If you have some health issues where you're dizzy, because dizziness is one of the risks of falling.
Okay.
If you have those type of issues, then you would need a fall risk assessment. So you can be a 45-year-old.
You still need the assessment.
Yes, sir.
How do you prevent falls?
You can prevent falls by, first of all, being educated. An individual who is an older adult can look into their own home to see things that may be a fall risk to them. In addition, they can add equipment in the restrooms. You can add grab bars. You can add bathtub mats. You can have a home safety checkup. I have a coworker that goes into homes and will check room to room. Your caregiver, your loved one can be taught, you know, these are some things which are risk factors, which include, you know, the clutter in the home, as I mentioned before, cords on the floor, rugs. These are some things that you can remove from the home, but then you can add some things like lighting. To increase the lighting, some individuals get up at night. If you can't see, you're going to fall over items.
I'm guessing something like this is really recommended for seniors who live alone.
It's extremely recommended. What happens with seniors who live alone is, of course, they're independent. Most older adults do not want to live with anyone. They want to remain independent.
Sure.
And they will fall. And in them wanting to keep their independence, they won't let their loved ones know that they've fallen. But they don't realize when they do fall that, and they don't tell anyone, that they will increase their codependence. And so this is extremely important for individuals because it will help them to remain independent longer if they let it be known that they've fallen once. Because if you fall once, you're more apt to fall again.
Latricia Hicks, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.